GOP leaders in Tampa, Florida, said today they will temper their celebration of an expected Mitt Romney nomination so they don't appear to be partying as the Gulf Coast, including New Orleans, is battered by Hurricane Isaac. The storm, just declared a hurricane, already prompted convention organizers to push back its program by a day, but news coverage of the hurricane could trump coverage of the convention. CNN pulled news anchor Anderson Cooper from the convention to cover the hurricane. Fox News pulled Shepard Smith. Today, President Barack Obama added fuel to that distraction when he laid out what his administration has done so far to prepare for the hurricane, which is expected to reach the Louisiana coast on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
This storm isn't scheduled to make landfall until later today, but at my direction, FEMA has been on the ground for over a week, working with state and local officials in areas that could be affected, from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to Florida, and more recently, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Yesterday, I approved a disaster declaration for the state of Louisiana so they can get the help that they need right away, particularly around some of the evacuations that are taking place. And right now, we already have response teams and supplies ready to help communities in the expected path of the storm. As we prepare for Isaac to hit, I want to encourage all residents of the Gulf Coast to listen to your local officials and follow their directions, including if they tell you to evacuate. We're dealing with a big storm, and there could be significant flooding and other damage across a large area. Now's not the time to tempt fate. Now's not the time to dismiss official warnings. You need to take this seriously. And finally, I want to thank everyone who has been working around the clock to get ready for Isaac. The hardest work, of course, is still ahead. And as president, I'll continue to make sure that the federal government is doing everything possible to help the American people prepare for and recover from this dangerous storm.
President Obama addressing reporters earlier today. Tonight in Tampa, Code Pink and Art to Action will host an open mic to speak out on the GOP war on women and a live response to Ann Romney's comments at the Republican National Convention. Code Pink has been very active since the convention was gaveled to order briefly on Monday. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, says tonight's event has a theme. It's being called Take Your Vagina to the RNC.
It's happening at the same time that Ann Romney is giving her speech at the GOP, and we're going to be able to watch it and be doing some live commentary on Ann Romney and is she representing the needs and wishes of the majority of women in this country. In addition to that, it'll be an open mic where people can come up and just speak their mind about the GOP and its policies, and we want a particular focus on women. We also will be performing our new Dancing Vaginas song. It's called Take Your Vagina to the RNC. We practiced it last night at one of the bars, and it was a big hit, so we're going to do that again tonight.
What has been the atmosphere outside the RNC of yesterday and today? I know yesterday there was heavy rain, but you were out there despite the rain and crashed a Tampa Police Department press conference. What happened there?
We've been doing so many things every day. It's kind of wild. What you're referring to was actually the beginning of a march, the rally part of the march yesterday, and it was raining on and off, but at one point the police chief came across the street from our rally to talk about the police policies, and we went and surrounded her and actually had quite a good interaction with her. And I must say, the police, the presence is ridiculous. I mean, there are so many police here, an army and National Guard and helicopters and everything. Overkill. The city of Tampa spent over $50 million on all this new equipment and uniforms and everything for this convention. But on the other hand, the police themselves, at least at everything that I have been at, have been quite nice and accommodating. We just went to a event where Condi Rice was supposed to show up, and we came there with our Arrest Condi police uniforms and our handcuffs and crime scene tape, and we taped the door shut of the building, and they let us stay there for a good 45 minutes before they kicked us off, and kicked us off very nicely. So the police, I think, have been given instructions to try as much as possible to let us have our free speech rights. Although, on the other hand, we are quite separate and far away from the convention center. They're trying to make this really like a green zone in Iraq, where the people who are inside the green zone, the privileged people, are totally isolated from the others and can go from their hotels directly into their meetings, or if they have to, take the buses. But sometimes they even put tents up and the buses drive into the tents, so you don't have to be anywhere near the protesters.
I have to question if this is actually free speech, if those to whom the speech is directed are insulated from that speech by police and public officials.
Yes, I would say the only place where we have had free speech has been at the side events that we have been going to. For example, the one today where Condoleezza Rice was supposed to speak, we got right up to the front there. And yesterday at an event that was a high roller fundraiser and GOP gathering of people like Marco Rubio and other high ups in the GOP, we got right in front of the entrance, and we stood there for a good hour and a half, and we were never kicked off of there. So it seems like the heavy presence is around the convention center, but we do have much more access when we get outside that area.
Yesterday, I was reading reports in the press that said the weather and the heavy police presence had kept the demonstrations and protesters to a minimum. Is that your experience?
Oh, yes. I'm just pretty shocked at how few protesters there are here. The organizers and all of us estimated that there would be thousands of us on the march. Yesterday had been estimated 5,000. It wasn't anywhere near that. All of the marches have been extremely small, and I think everybody is quite surprised, given that the Occupy movement has invigorated so many people to be involved in protests, and especially the message of the 1% ruling this country. You would think there'd be a lot more people whose eyes were opened during the Occupy movement who would have come down, you know, made their way by hook or by crook to Tampa, but it's not the case. And I must say that while the numbers here are small, the spirit is great, and we really feel even more responsibility because we know we're representing such a large number of people. And we have been extremely invigorated by the response we're getting. One of the funny things is that in all of these events, the people who are working the events, there's always somebody who comes up to us and says, you know, we the workers are with you, we just need the money, we signed up for this just because we had nothing else. But we're getting a lot of support from people in the city.
And tomorrow, I believe, is supposed to be the wrap-up of the convention. What do you have planned for then?
We have events planned like every 2 hours. We are continuing to protest at the side events that are happening. Planned Parenthood is having its rally tomorrow, and we will certainly be there to support them. There's also a rally at 5 o'clock today against voter suppression, and we'll be there with people from the African-American community and others who feel that many in the state of Florida would like to deny them the right to vote. Oh, and I didn't mention that this morning we started out at 8 o'clock in the morning driving out to the shooting range where the NRA sponsoring a shootout for the GOP delegates, believe it or not. And we were there with our signs and pictures of people like Trayvon Martin and the Sikhs who were killed and people killed in Columbine. And we did a die-in and had some coffins, and we talked about the tremendous toll that gun violence has taken in our communities. So we have many different messages. And as I said, we're proud to be here representing so many different people who, for financial or other reasons, couldn't make it down.
If you're tired of legislators pushing you to second class, gather up your outrage and get up off your ass.
Medea Benjamin is co-founder of Code Pink.
Take your vagina to the RNC. Take your vagina to the RNC. Let's start behaving like a true majority.
Show these guys that power isn't in the way you pee. Take your vagina to the RNC.
If you've had enough of gender inequality, hop a bus to Florida or come along with me. Women are the pillars of our shared economy.
Take your vagina to the RNC. Take your vagina to the RNC. Let's start behaving like your true majority. Show these guys that power isn't in the way you pee. Take your vagina to the RNC.
If you want to stop the violent threats that hover near, save our reproductive rights and freedom to be queer. Use the power that benefited throughout all history.
Take your vagina to the RNC. Take your vagina to the RNC. Let's start behaving like a true majority. Show these guys that power isn't in the way you pee. Take your vagina to the RNC. Take your vagina to the RNC. Let's start behaving like a true majority. Show these guys that power isn't in the way you pee. Take your vagina to the RNC. Take your vagina to the RNC.